Patita Pavana Heti Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Na pai be ara Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Suti Kripa Bala Kanakala Ami Bara Duki Dayakara Sitapati Adwaita Goshai Bole Pai Chaitanyani Aha Swarup Sanatan Rupa Raghunatha Patta Juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanatha Dayakara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jayakara Madina ke dayalu jagat sansare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing our reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, entitled The Lord Instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Today we're doing text 55 through 61. So we can, in unison, chant the first few verses. Tabe maha prabhutana nikate basaila sanatana. Unison, it's all together. Sanatanir varta kaha tahale puchila. After this, after what? This is right after Rupa Goswami and other brother, Sri Balabha. There were three brothers, Balabha, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan. So Rupa Goswami and Sri Balabha are with Mahaprabhu now. They just met him, and they offered their prayers and obeisances. Namo Mahavan Nanaya Krishna Prema Kardayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaur Kasenaya. So that was just offered obeisances. Then Mahaprabhu's question. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tane Nikate Pasaila Sanatana Bharata Kahe Tahare Puchila. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat them down by his side and asked them, what news do you have of Sanatana? the third brother, oldest brother. Okay, text 56. Rupa kahena teha bandi harai jitare tumi jari udar tabe haibe udare. Rupa Goswami replied, Sanatan has now been arrested by the government of Husain Shah. If you kindly save him, he will be liberated from that entanglement. So a little bit of background. This Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami were very prominent ministers in the government of Husain Shah, the ruler of Bengal area. And Sanatan Goswami gave up his duties, which was greatly to the displeasure of the Husain Shah, so he arrested him. Now, text 57. Prabhu kahe sanatana vaichai mochan achirata anasan haive milan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, Sanatan has already been released from his confinement and he will very soon meet with me. Why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking from them, what is the news of Sanatan? But they told him some news that was not news to him. Mahaprabhu, of course, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows everything. But still, he asks his devotees. This is sometimes Krishna also asked Uddhava so many things. He asked, how are we going to take care of these kings, these rebellious kings, and this Jarasandha is also a big thorn in the side. How are we going to have Rajasuya sacrifice unless both are taken care of? So Uddhava very sagaciously told him, you have to kill this Jarasandha very quickly. So Mahaprabhu, he has these pastimes. He takes devotees in different roles, as his advisors, as his parents. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the father of all living entities. And the, what is that? Abhigya Swarat, completely independent knower of everything. But still he asks his devotees such questions. Text 58. Madhyana karite vipra pabure krihila rupa gosai sedivasa kahin rahila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then requested by the Brahmin to accept his lunch. Rupa Goswami also remained there that day. 59. Patacharya duibaya nimantrana kaila prabhu rasi shikasara patra duibaya kaila. Balabhadra Bhattacharya invited the two brothers to take lunch also. The remnants of food from the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were offered to them. Text 60. Jivani Upara Prabhu Vasagarasthan Dui Bhai Vasakrela Prabhu Sanidan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected his residence beside the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna at a place called Jivani. The two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sri Balabha, selected their residence near the Lord's. Okay, responsively now, text 61. Sekale Balabha Bhatta Rahe Adayala Grame. Mahaprabhu Ayala Shini Ayala Tanastane. Say Kale Valababata Rahe Aidailas Gami. Mahaprabhu Aila Shini Aila Tanastane. Say Kale Valababata Rahe Aidailas Gami. Mahaprabhu Aila Shini Aila Tanastani.
Mahaprabhu Aila Shini Aila Tanastani. Sekale Vallabha Bhatta Rahe Aila Grame. Sekale Vallabha Bhatta Rahe Aila Grame. Mahaprabhu
Say Kale, at that time, Balababata, Balababata, Rahe, resided, Adayalagame, in the village known as Adaya, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ayala, has come, Shuni, hearing, Ayala, came, Tanastani, to his place. Translation, purport, praise, divine grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. At that time, Sri Balabhabhata was staying at Adayala Gram, and when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, he went to his place to see him. Purport. Balabhabhata was a great learned scholar of Vaishnavism. In the beginning, he was very much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but since he thought that he could not receive proper respect from him, he later joined the Vishnu Swami sect and became Acharya of that sect. His sect is celebrated as the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. This Sampradaya has had great influence in Vrindavan near Gokula and in Bombay. Vallabhabhata wrote many books, including a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam called Subodhani Tika and notes on the Vedanta Sutra in the form of an Anubhasha. He also wrote a combination of 16 short works called Sodasha Granth. Adayala Gram, where he was staying, was near the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Jamuna on the other side of the Jamuna, about 1 mile from the river. The village there is called Adayala Gram or Adayala Gram. A temple of Lord Vishnu there still belongs to the Vallabha Sampradaya. Vallabhabhata was originally from a place in southern India called Trailanga. There is a railroad station there called Nidadibalu. 16 miles from that station is a village called Kankadabara or Kankurapadu. A learned Brahmana named Lakshman Dikshita used to live there, and Balabhabhata was his son. There are 5 sections of the Brahmin community of Andhra Pradesh known as Belanati, Beginati, Murati Nati, Telugu Nati, and Kashala Nati. Out of these 5 Brahminical communities, Balabhacharya took his birth in the community of Bela Nati in the year 1400 Sakabda era. That corresponds with 1476.
Yes.
Ah, oh, there it's there. 1478. It's not in this book here. Okay, according to some people, that means he was, 8 years older, took birth 8 years older before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to some people, Vallabhabhattacharya's father took sannyas before Vallabha's birth, and he returned home to take Vallabhacharya as his son. According to the opinion of others, Vallabhacharya was born in 1400 Sakabda era on the Ekadasi day of the dark moon and the monk of Chaitra, and he took his birth in a Brahmin family surnamed Kangkambampatibrahu. According to this account, his father's name was Lakshman Bhutta Dikshit, and he was born in Champakarana. In someone else's opinion, Vallabhacharya appeared near the village named Champajara Gram, which is near a railway station named Rajima in Madhya Pradesh. After studying for 11 years in Varanasi, Vallabhacharya returned home. On his return, he heard that his father had departed from the material world. Keeping his brother and mother at home, he went to the banks of the river Tungabhadra in a village called Vidyanagar, and it was there that he enlightened Krishnadev, the grandson of King Pukharaj. After that, he traveled throughout India thrice on trips lasting 6 years. Thus, he passed 18 years and became victorious in his discussions of revealed scripture. When he was 30 years old, he married Mahalakshmi, who belonged to the same Brahmana community. Near Govardhan Hill, he established a deity in the valley. Finally, he came to Adaila, which is on the other side of Prayag. Vallabhacharya had two sons, Gopinath and Vitaleshvara, and in his old age, he accepted the renounced order. In 1452 Shakabda era, he passed away from the material world at Varanasi. His book, known as Sodasha Granth, and his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Anubhasha, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Subodhani, are very famous. He has written many other books besides. Mama Jnanati Marandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakturun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Yusakaramayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Vishatarne Pancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyabhacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this Vallabhabhatta is very, he's not to be confused. There's two Vallabhas here. Vallabha, the brother of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, and Vallabhabhatta. Bhatta Bhattacharya, excuse me, they're indicating a Brahmin, good, learned Brahmin, Bhattacharya. They get the title Bhattacharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It took him, just describe next couple verses, that he took him to his house, Adaila Gram. We had opportunity to visit that place. We were traveling Prayag. This is the Prayag, this Prayagraj, the Tirtharaj, sometimes it's called the king of all holy places, Prayag. And where they have the Kumbh Mela, and every year they have Magh Mela. So actually they have this Magh Mela, this Kumbh Mela in four different places. So I was just talking to Mipati, they had in Vrindavan, that's kind of an extra one because the Vaishnavas wanted to have a Mela. So they just had in Vrindavan Kumbh Mela, but that's newly formed, newly organized Kumbh Mela. Now they're having in Haridwar. Haridwar, Nasik, Ujjain, and the most famous one in Allahabad or Prayag. Allahabad and Prayag are two names for the same place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here visiting on his way back, on his return from Vrindavan. Vallabhabhatta came and offered his respects. So, This is a very prominent in, as Srila Prabhupada said, in Gokul and in Bombay. So many Gujaratis also, in Gujarat there are many followers. They have their main, one of their main deities there, the Srinathji deity in Nathdwara, which was actually, we mentioned before that there was a court verdict that actually this Srinathji is a Gaudiya deity because he was discovered as narrated in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was rediscovered by Madhavendra Puri. He was originally installed by Krishna's great-grandson, Bhadranad, who established the different places in the Braj Mandal, the area around Vrindavan. He re-established those places and named them according to the different pastimes that took place there, that Krishna performed there. And he established so many deities. One of these deities was this Srinathji, or in the Chaitanya Charitamrita he's called Gopal. They established him on top of the Govardhan Hill and worshipped him with a big festival, Anakuta festival, where we have what we say is Govardhan Puja. So Vallabha, he came now offering his respects to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Srila Prabhupada mentions, in the beginning he was very much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but since he thought he could not receive proper respect from him, he later joined the Vishnu Swami sect and became Acharya of that sect. So we have, of course, you should understand that there are four prominent sampradayas, four sampradayas that are described in the scriptures. We are part of the Brahma Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva more particularly. But there's also other sampradayas. This one here is called Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And then there's the Nimbarka and the Ramanuja Sampradaya. So these sampradayas, these are named, they have actually two different names. Each of these four sampradayas have different names also, two different names from the original founder and the big acharya that came in the last 2000, well, Vishnu Swami was a little bit before 2000, about 2,300 years ago. So originally Vishnu Swami Sampradaya was coming from Shankar, Lord Shiva. And like that, the Ramanuja Sampradaya was coming from Sri or Lakshmi Devi. Our Madhva Sampradaya, Madhvacharya is the Acharya, and that was originally Brahma. We call Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, our line. And what was the other? Nimbarka. Nimbarka is coming from the four Kumaras. So these four Sampradayas, it's described, Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantras Te Nishpala. That unless one follows one of these four sampradayas, mantra te nishpala, that any type of mantra you have, this will be nishpala. Or nishpala means more or less useless. It will have no fruit. You can have some mantras, you can read some books and chant some mantras, but of course you're reading books, that is also, you're taking instruction from that personality. We have devotees, we have heard of persons that have read Srila Prabhupada's books and in some faraway place, and they've taken up Krishna consciousness. They can make some advancement that way. So one has to follow in this way some personality, but unless one follows Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payecha Keva, unless one follows a line of a Vaishnava in the footsteps of a Vaishnava, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta, he can't make any progress. Because so many people have so many different opinions. Nasav Rishir Yasha Matam Vipinam. That we have now so many different opinions, even in our Krishna consciousness movement. We don't want to get into that, but there is so many different opinions, but we have to actually learn how to follow. Of course, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the third canto very nicely, he says that the spiritual master instructs the disciple, not necessarily privately, that may be also there, but publicly, he gives them instructions how to follow. And Krishna, furthermore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Enamam Upayantite, that Krishna also is in the heart of the sincere devotee. Teshan Satata Yuktanam Pachatam Pittipurvakam, that one who serves Krishna, when he engages in devotional service without deviation, then Krishna also gives instructions within the heart. But the spiritual master, he's first. We have important principles that one has to follow. Ado Guru Vashtanga, that one has to first take shelter of the spiritual master. So, Vallabha Bhatta, his very nice pastimes are there. Later on, when he came to Jagannath Puri, I don't know if this appears to be his first meeting or doesn't say like that, but later on, he came to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there's a very nice description in the 7th chapter of the Antyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's described that he's offering various prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he first comes. He offers this nice, gives this nice summarization. He says that he gives this, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Chakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. This is Vallabhacharya offering his respects to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in the age of Kali, the principle, highest religious principle is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And then he says, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Srila Prabhupada quoted this many times. He said that purport is that unless one has the mercy of Krishna, unless he is empowered by Krishna, he's not able to spread this sankirtan, this chanting of the holy name. So this Vallabhacharya, he appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, that he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, that wherever he went, people would chant the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, he understood that Yura must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But later it's described, he has some, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first, in his mood as a devotee, he first explained to Vallabha here he says, Mahaprabhu kahe shuna vata mahamati, mayavadi sannyasi ami, na jani Krishna bhakti. He says, I'm a Mayavadi sannyasi. I don't know anything about devotional service. And then he goes on to glorify all of his the devotees there, because this is at the time, just before Rathiatra, Vallabha Bhatta came to see the Rathiatra festival. And similarly, just like every year, the devotees of Bengal, they came to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking that opportunity of the Rathiatra festival, so that they could have darshan of Lord Chaitanya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to introduce all the devotees. Advaita Charya Gosai Sakshat Ishvar Tanra Sangi Amara Man Paila Nirmal. He says that there's Advaita Charya, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and I've become purified by his association. He's a great devotee, he knows all the Shastras, and this way he glorifies Nityananda, Avaduta Sakshat Ishvara. He says the same thing, Sakshat Ishvara, that this Nityananda Prabhu is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He glorifies so many devotees, Ramananda Roy, and who else? Different personalities. And this way, Balabhabhata was offered obeisances to each one of these devotees. He offered, he organized a big feast for them and fed them with Jagannath Prasadam. And then he mentioned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I've written a description, a commentary on Krishna's name, and I've written later on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I don't know anything what Krishna means except that he's the son of Mother Yashoda and something else, Shamasundara, I think, that he's the beautiful Lord, Supreme Dark Lord. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, okay, they had the Rath Yatra festival, and Balabhabhata was very astonished by how the devotees were engaged in Sankirtan at the Rath Yatra festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of each of the Sankirtan groups. And in this way, Balabhabhata became very much astonished by the influence of these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had some kind of transcendental mood of competition. He wanted to compete like that. He told Mahaprabhu that he wanted him to hear his commentary on Bhagavatam and his explanation of the holy name of the Lord. But Mahaprabhu told him that I don't want to hear such things. So finally he took opportunity. He came to the house of Gadadhar and offered him so many different types of service. Every day he was coming there. And then finally, after some days, he told him that he forcibly started explaining his commentaries on the Bhagavatam and the holy name. This way, Gadadhar Pandit was put in a dilemma because that Mahaprabhu was ignoring him in some way. So then he told that the living entity is Prakriti, and the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Purusha. The Supreme Lord Jiva Prakriti, Pati Kari, is that Ekadena Bhatta Puchila Acharya Jiva Prakriti Pati Kari Manaye Krishnere Pati Bratta Aye Patira Nama Nahi Leya Lai. So that he said that the living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is like the husband, and the living entity is the Prakriti, or the wife. So it's not the duty of a wife to call the name of her husband. That was the Vedic culture, Vedic system of. So Why are you chanting the holy name all the time? If the Lord is like a husband and the living entity is like the wife, Prakriti. And so he was asking Advaitacharya. Of religious principles, you ask him. And Mahaprabhu, he said that Mahaprabhu Kahina Tumi Na Janaha Dharma Dharma Swami Ajya Pala A Hati Brahma Dharma. He says that you don't understand what is the principles of religion and new religion. He says the first duty of the faith life is to follow the order of it. Namara Pale Krishna Pade Prema Upajar Shunya Vallabhata Haida Nirvachan. When Mahaprabhu heard this, Vallabha heard this, he became speechless that how has he understood that. And on another occasion, even more so, he was little bit embarrassed by this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vallabha came to in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he gives an interesting description of how these different four acharyas came to Navadvipa. And particularly when Vishnu Swami came there, it says that, describes there, one time Vishnu Swami came here, here it means to Navadvipa, during the course of his tour to defeat opposing philosophies. He stayed the night with his followers here in Rudra. The disciples began dancing and singing Hari Bol while Vishnu Swami recited prayers from the Stuti, Shruti. Pleased by the discussions of Bhakti Nila Lohita, Lord Shiva mercifully appeared there. Upon Shiva's arrival in the assembly, Vishnu Swami became startled. He folded his hands in prayer and recited appropriate phrases. Shiva spoke to him, "All of you Vaishnavas are dear to me. Your discussions are on devotional services please me. Ask a boon and I will grant it. There was nothing I will not give to the Vaishnavas." Vishnu Swami offered his dandapats and filled with ecstatic love, he said, give us this one gift that henceforward we will perfect a sampradaya teaching for devotional service. In great bliss, Rudra consented and named the Sampradaya after himself. Thus, Vishnu Swami's Sampradaya is called the Rudra Sampradaya. With the mercy of Rudra, Vishnu Swami stayed here and worshipped Gaurachandra with a desire to attain love of God. Gauranga appeared to him in a dream and said, "By Rudra's mercy, you have become my devotee. You are fortunate to attain the treasure of bhakti in Navadvipa. Now go out and preach the philosophy of Shuddhadvaita, purified monism. The time of my appearance on earth will soon come. At that time, you will appear in the form of Sri Vallabhabhata. You will meet me in Puri, and you will perfect your sampradaya when you go to Mahavan." So actually, according to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this Vishnu Swami appeared as Vallabhacharya, and he preached this Shuddhadvaita. This Vishnu Swami, he was actually the first of these four Vaishnavacharyas to appear. He appeared just after the appearance of Lord Buddha, and he taught what is called the Shuddhadvaita philosophy, or purified monism, that everything is the Supreme Personality of God. That the but there's, he doesn't give up the variety. Actually, later on, a couple pages later, it describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was speaking to But actually, in this material world, padam padam yadvi padam. At every step, there's some type of danger. I was talking to Bhumipati this morning. He told me that Dina Bandhu is sick.
You know what?
Yes. We probably went to this Adaila Gram together, and we have to pray for his well-being. He's very dear to all the devotees. Huh?
Huh? You give us a word for
Yes. Jai. Shil Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Jai.